The Cheltenham Show.
On Off the Ball.
With Kildare Village, where there's something extraordinary every day.
All right, you're very welcome along to the Cheltenham Show. Every day of the Cheltenham Festival. Today is the last day. It's our final show in association with Kildare Village, home to leading menswear brands with savings of up to 60% on the recommended retail price all year round, including sports brands like New Balance, Under Armour and Puma. Johnny Ward and John Duggan are with us. John Duggan, what kind of a day did you have yesterday? Johnny, how are you? Johnny, what kind of a day did you have yesterday?
Not great, it must be said. Took on any second now quite heavily in the Kim Muir. That was very, very damaging. And it was one of those days where it really sort of advertised the ups and downs of the game, in that I was on the cusp of like a big win on a couple of occasions and very close to it. Ended up not having that big win and then ended up actually having quite bad losses. It was a massive swing in the last two races for me. The Mayor's Novice Hurdle, obviously with a completely nuts result, was not good. And then the Kim Muir wasn't either. So today better be better.
Yeah, I feel your pain. I'm going to write a manifesto that says, on Thursdays at the Cheltenham Festival, put your money in your pocket and keep your hands in your pocket. Unless John Duggan can give us some other information. How did you get on yesterday, John Duggan?
Watch out, Ger, Johnny. One third place finish and the rest of it. I kind of knew, you could kind of feel in my tone of voice yesterday that I wasn't too confident about the card. Wasn't feeling the love. And when I look back yesterday, the only two horses I could have probably backed were definitely Desai and Sire de Burley. But the rest of them, I didn't fancy Frodon. Some of the horses that won were just not my type of horses. Paisley Park, not my type of horse. Obviously, the gamble paid off, but Thursday didn't do well last year. I'm lucky I did okay on Wednesday because I still have a fighting chance of being ahead this week going into today.
I backed a horse that finished fourth with one bookmaker, and they didn't pay out in fourth. It was each way the first three places. I mean, obviously, I'm dumb for not checking that in advance, but like, what the hell? I thought that this was the bit of the week where they were like, go on, have an extra place. No, that wasn't the case. Anyway, let's move on. None of the three of us are bitter. It is Gold Cup day. We can right the wrongs. Johnny, what are the whispers you're hearing about the Gold Cup today?
I've been talking to Patrick Mullins this morning. He doesn't really seem that confident in general about the Mullins team. Now, that may not be all that significant. He's probably basing it slightly on form. He's looking at, Bellis Hill probably having a preference for going right-handed. And he thinks that Kenboy was flattered by his win at Leopardstown. So, not massive confidence there. But if you're looking at the market, Presenting Percy is pretty strong. I'm not all that worried about his preparation, but you wouldn't be put off by the market at the moment. There hasn't been a great deal happening in the betting, but it's interesting if you look at the jockey bookings for the Willie Mullins team. Obviously, it would suggest, in terms of Paul Townend, who he's riding at the very least, that you wouldn't be mad on Kenboy, but I wouldn't jump the gun on that. I think Willie Mullins might be putting on horses here, jockey basically on horses he think will suit, and of course David rode Kenboy at Leopardstown, so I certainly wouldn't read too much into that. But at the moment, Presenting Percy, pretty hard 4-1 favourite.
Okay, Nathan was talking with AP McCoy in the run up to this. Here he is. Here's Tony McCoy talking about Presenting Percy, Native River, and what it takes to win the Gold Cup. Have a look.
Where do you stand on Presenting Percy and the lack of time since last year's Cheltenham, one run?
I thought when I watched the RSA last year that he was just a Gold Cup horse waiting. I just thought he was a Gold Cup winner waiting to happen, and was so impressed with him, everything about him. I thought he had everything that you need to win a Cheltenham Gold Cup. You need tactical speed and what you need to win the Gold Cup, obviously more than any horse. You need a horse that runs faster than all the others, obviously, but you need a horse that stays and stays and stays, and he looks like he does that. Clandazobo was really impressive in the King George. Native River, everything is in his favour. Love the ground, love the conditions. It's so hard to win back-to-back Gold Cups. Better horse than him couldn't win it. Likes of Cauldo Star and Denman or Don Cossacks or, Sizing Johns. Lots of horses that recent times haven't been able to go back there. And I do think it's Willie Mullins' best chance of winning a Gold Cup. I know that we've said or we've read that he hasn't got the numerical strength or the depth that he had in previous years. But I do think it's his best chance of winning the Gold Cup. He's got Kenboy, who won at Leopardstown at Christmas, Bells Hill, who won the Irish Gold Cup last time, and Album Photo. put up a really, if you're into speed figures and you're into times, he put up a really good speed figure and had a really good time from winning in Tramore last time. So I do think it's Willie's best chance to win the Gold Cup.
All right, that's interesting. I hadn't seen that from Tony McCoy before. John Duggan, what are you hearing around today, and how concerned are you about the presenting Percy preparation?
I'm not really hearing anything, because I'm just seeing, and what I'm seeing is that the ground is drying out. There's been a bit of drizzle, but what I'm seeing is we're going to have better ground, probably our best ground of the week here. We're not going to have the ground as testing as it was last year. Oneida River and Might Bite left the rest of them behind them, like the washing. Might Bite, I don't think, is recovered. If Might Bite did recover, he'd be a great price at about 12-1 at Might Bite today, but I can't trust him. I used to love that horse, Might Bite. Native River, to me, bit of a drift in the market, 7-1. Percy has drifted a little bit to fours. The money today has come for Clandey's Oboe. The Kempton race he won was a good race, I thought, a good Gold Cup trial. But the only thing about that horse is he generally has performed better in his career going right-handed, going the other way. So what happens if he jumps out to his left? How many lengths will he lose in the Gold Cup, Clandey's Oboe? But there is money for him. Bristol Demai, a bit of a nibble. Album Photo is not friendless. Bit of money for Album Photo. So I think it's wide open. The presenting Percy question, It just puts a massive question mark beside him. Like if he turned up, say, at Christmas at Leopardstown and won, or if he turned up in a trial here, the race Frodon won and won, you'd be a lot more confident. He'd be a 2-1, 5-2 shot to win the Gold Cup. It lends itself to create a question mark for me, Jer and Johnny, that on last year's race he was brilliant, but another couple of furlongs, I haven't seen him over fences against seniors. To me, it's something you just need to leave alone. If he wins, we'll be all delighted. It'll be great for Ireland. It'll be great for Pat Kelly. Great for a small trainer. Great for everything that we love about National Hunt Racing. But I'm just, my gut is saying to me, it's not going to happen for him today.
Do you have an each way bet in the race?
Album Photo. I put him up this morning at 14-1 on Off the Ball AM. And there's a couple of things with Album Photo that are factored into his price. That's why he's double figures. The first one is his jumping. It's going to be a little bit inconsistent. Generally, he jumps well enough, but he did fall in the race presenting Percy won here last year. Probably was going to be third, so why would he overturn the form with presenting Percy? He does have a tendency to hit one, but generally, he's an okay jumper, and surely Willie would have improved that. The second thing about him is, I don't know if he's going to get the trip. I don't know if he's going to get the extra quarter mile of the Gold Cup trip. But in his favour, Tony McCoy is talking about those speed figures at Tramore. He slammed Total Recall, Invitation Only, Alpha Des Oboe, giving them weight. Last year, he won the Grade 1 Powers after Cheltenham, and then he was going to win that race. We all remember that race at Punchestown, the novice chase, when Paul Tennant, his jockey today, inexplicably ran out because he thought he heard something behind him. It was a mistake. It was controversial at the time, but Paul made an honest mistake. What a story it would be if Paul Tennant rode the Gold Cup winner less than a year after that mad race at Punchestown. It would be some story, and some story for him to win for Willie. So I think at 14-1, of an improving horse, a lurker who's now 7 years of age, should have improved over the last year. Album Photo, if he gets the trip. And generally, he's stayed on well in his races, stayed on well behind Monoli in a Grade 1 novice at Leopardstown. I think if he's there or thereabouts, if the jumping holds up and if he gets into a rhythm, he might be one each way.
Okay. Do you have an each way fancy in this one, Johnny?
Yeah, well, I mean, presenting Percy's 4-1, and you're probably going to get four places, so there's nothing wrong with that each way. That said, if you were to have him as a place bet, I suppose it wouldn't be a million to one that he's going to fall, given his lack of prep. I would suggest Annabelle Fly. I thought his run at Gorham was really encouraging. Monoli didn't do a great deal for the farm yesterday, but Annabelle Fly was third in the Cheltenham Gold Cup last year. He came off the speed on that occasion when nothing really came off the speed. It was a race dominated by those up front. Just looking here now, he's 9-4 to finish in the first five. I think that's a fair bet. There's going to be an awful lot of speed on in this race. Again, just talking to Patrick this morning, the general expectation is that five or six of these will want to be very handy. The obvious one being Native River, but there are plenty of others as well, the likes of Bristol Demai. And it's going to be a race where you probably will have to ride for luck if you're not up prominent, but I feel that the horses held up will probably be at an advantage this year, unlike last year. And Annabelle Fly, as such, could creep in into it nicely off the pace. And, of course, Barry Geraghty riding high on confidence after his superb ride yesterday on Saturday Burley.
Yeah, a top price of around about 25-1 for Annabelle Fly, and as low as 20. So make sure you shop around and get the right prices on that one. Okay, let's go through the card then and talk about some of the other races today. At 1:30, it's the Triumph Hurdle. Sir Eric is odds on, and not an unbackable odds on, John Duggan. There's lots of people who are actually saying they're piling into Sir Eric to try and make back yesterday's losses. How do you feel about that?
Well, I feel if you're doing that at Cheltenham, you're on a slippery slope, you're on thin ice, and your man Bricktop had a snatch to be under it when it breaks, that movie. To me, I mean, back in a 5-4 on, back in that odds-on shot at Cheltenham, I know he's been brilliant on the flat, and I know he really ran well at Leopardstown, and I know he's been the banker of the meeting, and I know a lot of good Irish horses have gone in, like Band of Outlaws for the same stable, but to me, it's a race to be just watching. I wouldn't be one of these big players to get into Sir Eric. If you have him in multiples and other things have gone your way during the week, I'm delighted for you. I'm overjoyed. The only other money in the race has come for a horse called Keldistan for Paul Nichols, who's unbeaten, and he's a course winner. There's not real money for anything else in the race, Jared, Johnny. But look, I'm a guy. I'm happy if Sir Eric wins, but I'm not getting involved in that.
Johnny, this Sir Eric has all the hallmarks of one of your bets.
Yeah, just there's obviously a little bit of a late scare with that Stone Bruise. Presuming it was just a Stone Bruise last week, this horse should win. Simple as that. He's probably going to be a champion hurdle contender. He's doing everything right. The betting suggests that, you know, if there were any worries, he wouldn't be odds on. Because if you have any concerns really about a horse in Cheltenham, he's certainly not going to be odds on if you have profound concerns about his general well-being. And this horse is odds on at the moment. I think he's different class. He jumps brilliantly. 14 runners means it's not really a madcap race. You know, he's only 13 rivals. He's probably be out in front. Get out of trouble. Having said that, at a massive price, run right for Gordon or for Willie Mullins. This horse is about 100-1. He didn't do an awful lot at Naas first time out, his Irish debut, but he did actually have a lot of market confidence behind him that day. He's very well regarded. It might seem a bit avaricious running him here, but I could see him running a bit better than his odds. In terms of other each way prices, Curse of Blame, he's around about 33s now at the moment. He's 3-1 to finish in the top four. I could see him running well, despite the slight concerns about the ground, but this should be all about Sir Eric, really the banker of the week.
Okay, so Sir Eric going to post as the odds-on favourite at the 130 Triumph Hurdle. 2:10 at Cheltenham, it's the Randox Health County Handicap Hurdle, and this is another one of those big fields. The betting at the top is Whiskey Sour, a favourite at the moment. John Duggan, what do you like here?
I didn't, once again, have a recommendation in this because I just think it's just too much of a lottery. Whiskey Sour, does money come from a 9-2, Jer? Third in the race last year on softer ground. Money from Monsieur Lecoq into 8-1, second in the Imperial Cup at Sandown. Crook's Peak has been popular in the market, Countister, and We Have a Dream, a bit of money for that. The rest is no money for. If I'm going to have an each-way bet, I'm looking down through the field here. Maybe Western Rider is about 22-1. Has got course form, was a good novice hurdler last year. Western Rider each way might be one to have a euro each way on. Mr. Adjudicator, I would respect. Leon Cavello, I would respect. There'd be three I would respect in the race.
Okay. Again, a bit of a lottery for this one. Johnny, is there anything that makes it less of a lottery for you, or is this definitely one of those races where let's watch, take a time out, have a cup of tea?
No, you can't be doing that at Cheltenham. You know, you have to get involved. I'm going to put up one here at a huge price. Brex Drago, he's about 200-1 on Betfair, and he might want softer ground, but he has cheek pieces on. For the first time since he basically had a bit of a winning sequence last year, Gavin Cromwell's had one horse this week. Have a couple of bob on him each way. You'll probably get 6 or 7 places. Of those, at more stable prices, I'm quite interested in Mr. Adjudicator here, I have to say. This horse was off since November. Now, his last run, whilst he was a little bit disappointing, he ran behind none other than Esper Dallin. Now, he would have been third, Saldi fell at the last, but that really wasn't that bad of a run. And he's coming in here as a 5-year-old, raised 149, despite the fact he was one of the best Triumph Hurdle horses last year, his form tying in with Esper Dallin. He's about 14-1, and I think you could do a lot worse than a few bob on him. He has been off since November, as I said, but there's actually been nothing really, apart from a superficial thing, wrong with him. And he's very interesting. And as you see yesterday, don't be afraid at all to back Willie Mullins' apparent second and third strings.
Yeah, Mr. Adjudicator there at around about anything between 10 and 12. So let's talk about the Albert Bartlett here. Birchdale is at the moment topping the betting here, and this goes to post at 10 to 3 today. Listener Oscar, Commander Fleet, Alaho, Dickie Diver, and Darren Ross are at the top of the betting here. John Duggan, what do you like in the Albert Bartlett today?
Once again, no recommendation. I don't like the race. I think the race throws up weird results, like Kilbrick and Stormer 33-1 last year, Bertie's Dream, and you've a lot of horses that have done well subsequently in their careers that have not performed in the Albert Barber, like Paisley Park last year, who was out and wasn't a well horse at the time. Birchdale, I don't fancy the favourite. Not too sure if he's got enough experience. You need a battle-hardened horse for this race. So Commander Fleet, I think, could be a horse for the future. Whether he's a horse for today, I don't know. The one that's got attracting a bit of money, that if you put a load of shotgun to my head and told me I had to do it, would probably be Rhinestone at 12-1, second behind a Commander Fleet. Money for just for Brian's horse. Obviously, the stable's in form. A little bit of money as well for rank outsider Salsaretta and First Approach. But as I say, put the John Duggan head on the block, Rhinestone each way.
Yeah. I like the sound of that, Johnny Ward. What do you think?
It's an open race, and probably not quite the slog that it might have been when you were looking at the weather maybe earlier in the week. That will suit Rhinestone, I feel. JP McManus is a hell of a hand here. He's had a hell of a week, really. Hoping to get a word with him later today if I've any luck. But Birchdale, for me, I just wasn't blown away with his performance at Cheltenham the last day. You know, he was basically left clear at the last. I didn't think he powered up the hill or anything like that. I wouldn't be fancying him. Listening, Garosco would probably prefer softer ground. Patrick Mullins thinks Alaho is going to be a beautiful long-term prospect. Whether he's ready enough for this is another matter. But I'm going to go with Rhinestone. He was just behind Commander of Feet the last day. He would want this race to not be a complete slog. He doesn't look a dour stare, but he has a bit of toe, and he was a good bumper horse. Mark Wallace, Joseph O'Brien in form. He's a good each-way chance, I think. It's a slight proviso that he might not get up the hill.
All right, round about 12-1 for Rhinestone. When great minds meet, then magical things happen. So the two lads both, I think that Rhinestone has a chance. Let's move on. We've done the Gold Cup at 3:30. If anybody missed that a little bit earlier on, you can scroll back. We'll put the whole thing up for you. At 10 past... for today, it's the Fox Hunter. Uccello Conti is topping the betting at this one at the moment. John Duggan, what do you think is going to happen here?
I think there's a lot of dud horses in the race that are not going to contend. Sometimes there's fallers, horses can be brought down. It's like 40 minutes after the Gold Cup. It can be a rough race. You need to get into a rhythm. I remember Topwood last year nearly winning at 50-1. Look, this is the race that's probably going to make or break my Cheltenham profit-wise. I've napped each way Kay de Burleigh, number four. I backed him in the race last year. He jumped the last in a line with the other horses, and I don't know whether he was on the wrong strip of ground or whatever, or maybe he didn't get up the hill, but he was beaten into fifth. He could have been second. He was fifth. The ground is better this year. He then went to Punchestown and won by 21 lengths. I backed him that day. He won by half the track. He's only had one run and a point. He won it. And I think that on better ground today, I can't see him not making the frame at 7-1, Kay de Burleigh, unless something happens or, you know, he just doesn't perform. But I think Uccello Conti's got to be respected. Shantou Flyer was second at the festival last year, but might want softer ground. Hazel Hill, you got to have in calculations, has been prolific in the points. But generally, this is a race you can narrow down to half a dozen. And I'd be very disappointed if Kay de Burleigh did not get in the first four.
OK, Kay de Burleigh is John's each-way tip for the Fox Hunter. Johnny, it does seem like there's a general sense of people a little bit after the Lord Mayor's show for this race. Do you have a horse for us in this one?
I looking at the betting this morning, now, I think you could do worse than back Stand Up and Fight and Uccello Conti couple. Stand Up and Fight's nearly 6-1 and Uccello Conti is 4s. I think both of those have big chances. Stand Up and Fight is obviously a young enough horse. Bit disappointing he was beaten in a point-to-point last time. He's trained by Inda Bulger, ridden by Derek O'Connor, who's obviously banging form. And he's a horse with good hurdling form. He looked good on his rules debut over the Hunter Chase fences earlier on in Down Royal this season. I thought that was a very good performance. Now, interestingly enough, a horse that ran in that race and flopped was Coastal TF. But he was much better when he was second to Uccello Conti at Navan. He travelled very well. I thought he was going to actually win at one stage. He's 100-1 or thereabouts. Again, if you want to back him for five places, looking at it here, you could get something like 6-7-1. And I could see him run a big race.
Okay, so that's the Fox Hunter, and that's an outsider there, Coastal Tiep from Johnny. Two last races of the week to talk about. It's the Johnny Henderson Grand Annual Challenge Cup Handicap Chase at 4:50. Magic Saint is going to go off favourite here, it looks like, at the moment, around about 5-1, although Not Another Muddle is also just into 5-1 as well. So, John, a bit of money for Not Another Muddle at this point.
Yeah, he won at Sandown, and he's lightly raced, and he's a good jumper, and you need a good jumper. We saw with that Cyril Delac yesterday, Jared, good jumpers around Cheltenham. Really, you can gain lengths of your fences, and it's a real advantage to be a good jumper, and it is jumps racing. And that's what costs a lot of horses. And a lot of people maybe just think, oh, that horse looks great on the form, but can they jump around the track? Magic Saint, apparently, you know, Paul Nicholls said it the other night that it was better than meeting. This is at the Road to Gold event. I've heard from, you know, that they really believe that his run last time suggests that he's a better than these handicappers. He might be a graded horse in the making. He beat Classical Dream, who won the opening Supreme Novices Hurdle, as a hurdle horse in France. He beat Classical Dream, this Magic Saint. He now has gone out to 5-1. If he drifted more, he might be worth the bet each way, Magic Saint. But five-year-olds did tend not to win this race. I think 2003 was the last time he had a five-year-old winning the race. Not Another Muddle has been supported, as you say. Mind's Eye for Rachel Blackmore has been supported into 8-1. Braylon Da has been supported. Bryony Frost, 10-1. Both had the winners this week. Bundoran's the one I've gone for the Donegal people listening in. And a call, the producer there. He should be on this one, Bundoran. 12-1. Has course and distance winning form back in the autumn. His trainer, Tom George, said that he had strengthened up. Then he was second at the course and distance. Generally, you want horses for courses in this race. He fits all the stats. I think at 12-1, Paddy Brennan has won the race before in Pigeon Island. I think Bundoran might be a good each way play at 12-1. Might not have the class of these, but with a lot of these horses, they're turning up. They might have not been at Cheltenham before, and inexperience could cost them.
Bundoran, Fundoran, as it's known in our house. And it's going to be Fundoran for everybody who backs Bundoran today. Johnny Ward, what do you got?
This is very open as well. It's definitely not a race I'd be getting too heavily involved in. And I would say if you're struggling at this stage of the day, you should probably sign in and just accept defeat. It's going to be very, very tricky, I think. The pin landed for me on Maracuja. This horse is a not bad horse for Paul Nicholls. He's had a wind operation, which wouldn't be unlike Dan Skelton, and he's nice Shelton form. Come back to a mark that gives him a realistic chance. Like Le Presien, he's only 8 years of age, and I definitely think he's a reasonable chance. Run about 16-1. Mind's Eye should travel well. I'm just not sure he'll get home under Rachel Blackmore.
All right, the final race of the week, Coast to Post at 5:30, and it's the Martin Pipe Conditional Jockeys Handicap Hurdle. What do you like, John?
I've gone for an outsider. I'm just checking the price here. 33-1 outsider, discordantly. Jessica Harrington doesn't send them over, as we know, without them having a chance. Not many left or ran well yesterday in the Pertemps hurdle. And she said that this is a good horse that will have an each-way chance when I met her about 10 days ago. So, look, it's the only race where I'm going on where something has told me. And it's probably the way it should be for the last race of the festival, because if I'm still struggling by then, I'll need all the help I can get. And Jessica did say that might be worth an each way shout. So discordantly is the one I put up at 33-1 each way. Regarding the markers, Dallas de Picton's is into 3-1 now. The trainer Gordon Elliott's won it the last 2 years. Won easily at Punchestown, then won at Leopardstown. And Early Doors in the colours of JB McManus, who's had such a great week. John Joe Neal's son, I think, is riding it. 9-2, heavily backed as well. That's where the money is, just for those two horses, nothing else in this one, Ger. But discordant, I can't even pronounce the thing. It's just we're getting so weary here. Discord Antony will win at 33-1.
All right, okay. And then you can have that little whiskey. Johnny Ward, for the last time in the Cheltenham Show every afternoon, give us a winner.
Sounds like I'm dead. Oh. Gotta hopefully have a few more Cheltenham shows with you, but Dallas de Picton's obviously the starting point here. I'm just not mad at his price. I think he's short enough. I'm going to go with him for Nicky Henderson. He's a horse who wouldn't want the ground too soft, but the ground isn't going to be soft. It's going to be pretty. It's probably going to be the driest ground of the week by the 5:30 today. And he's very interesting. He's around about 16-20-1.
Okay, so Pim is the one. I meant to ask you. You said that you were going to go to the Leeds Reading game, and you put the blink on Patrick Bamford. He decides he's going to play for Ireland just after you show up.
Sorry, what was the Bamford news?
He doesn't. He doesn't want to be selected at the moment. He wants to concentrate on his club career.
Yeah, well, to be honest with you, a bunch of us were sort of around a few of the Leeds players afterwards, and I think he said to one of the guys there that I was with that he was undecided, so he played the stock answer. That was hardly encouraging, but that's disappointing because he does look a bit of a player and we don't have many. But in fairness, I don't think I can be held personally responsible.
It's Cheltenham week. I'm going to blame you for everything else as well.
Yeah,
Johnny,
yeah.
Enjoy the rest of your day. John Duggan, best of luck today. And we'll stick John Duggan's tips up on offtheball.com. That was a quick hang up from Johnny Ward. A busy man, people to see, rumours to spread and listen to. Fingers crossed, John. We'll talk to you later. Good luck.
Bye.
Thanks very much. So a reminder, our Cheltenham show is brought to you in association with Kildare Village, home to leading menswear brands with savings of up to 60% off the recommended retail price all year, including sports brands such as New Balance, Under Armour and Puma. We're going to leave you with this. It's Richard Johnson talking about Native River, and well, he's feeling pretty confident about a repeat victory for last year's Cheltenham Gold Cup winner. We'll see you for Friday Night Racing after today's fair is over on all of our social channels. But for now, thanks for being part of us this week. And check out offtheball.com for John's tips.
Look, he's ran twice this year. Haydock first time, and then Kempton, two tracks that wouldn't have... Definitely not ideal for him. And ground, we've had just an amazingly dry winter, which hasn't played to his strengths either. But I was actually pleased with him. I was never able to go to gallop at Kempton in the King George. But again, he's just got such an attitude. He kept finding for me. He stayed on really well at the end. You know, when I was going past the winning post, he'd quite happily gone round again. It's just one of those things. I think going left-handed is going to be a bonus for him. The stiffer track and the softer ground, it's all going to help him. You know, obviously Clanzobo was impressive. King George, obviously he sort of won as he should have. I thought at Ascot, but yeah, I thought the King George run was, you know, I know Paul's always thought the world of him, and he's this year he's really, you know, come to fruition, but.
Are there any worries that Native River didn't get the prep run at Newbury?
Not really. I think, you know, he's had two runs this year. He obviously, that would have been the ideal situation. But again, I think it was the right thing not to go to Ascot. You know, he prefers to go left-handed. You know, if we had a really hard race, I know, well, Clanzobo might have as well, but if we'd have had both of us a really hard race that day, it wouldn't have been ideal 3 weeks before the Gold Cup. So he's coming here fresh and well. You can bet your bottom dollar he'll be keeping going, you know, soft to the ground. It's not that he needs a soft ground, it's just more it puts everything else's stamina under pressure, and I think, you know, obviously he's a Welsh Grand National, we know he stays forever. Obviously it sounds silly to say it, but I wouldn't change it for anything. I love his attitude. You know, he obviously, I can hopefully get a good start, getting a nice rhythm, and hopefully just put everybody else under pressure. I'm sure there'll be stages through the race that there'll be plenty of other horses going better than him, but you know, the important place is the winning line, and hopefully we'll be there again Friday afternoon.
And they're on.
The Cheltenham Show.
On Off the Ball.
With Kildare Village, where there's something extraordinary every day.